They walked through the narrow, cobbled streets to the village's Indian restaurant, from Bombay to Bunbury. It was packed, and for a dreadful moment, Alfie thought they were going to have to slink back to the horse and order cheese omelette and chips for two. But Rakesh Chowdhury rushed over to them.
Betty, Alfie, what a pleasure. Sit in or take away? Sit in. Good, good. I have one table left, specially for you. So sorry, we're a little busy this evening. Here we are. I'll let you look at the menu. Any drinks? Oh, yes, of course. Two Indian beers right away.
He shot off to attend to another set of customers. Betty watched him go. Wonder what's up with him. He's not himself. Alfie knew the answer to this one. Liz and Marge had told him. Feeling part of the Bunbury News Network at last, he said, "Missing the family. His wife and children are in India for a month." "I know," said Betty impatiently. Alfie felt considerably deflated. "It's not that.